onke sikwazi ukuhlangana ngalesi sikhathi kulolu suku olukhulu olunomlando omkhulu endimeni yobuKristu.
We thank the Lord that he has kept us this whole day, this day that is so significant in the history of Christianity.
Sikholwa ukuthi konke kuhambe kahle niligubhe kahle lolu suku ezindaweni enikuzona naligubha ndawonye nemndeni yenu noma kukhona imngcele kodwa sikholwa ukuthi konke kunihambele kahle.
And we trust that the day went well, that you celebrated well together with the family, even though there are some restrictions, but that it went well.
Nakuba kunyaka oyilolu hlobo kodwa singabe senza iphutha uma singena kumbongo uNkulunkulu ngezinto eziningi esibone senzela zona nakulo nyaka esingathi umnyaka omnyama nje.
And this year that has been so different to other years, we would be wrong if we would not thank the Lord that he has kept us this whole year. This year we could even call it a dark year.
Ngiyamangalisa ukuthi nasevungvungweni uyabonakala uNkulunkulu.
And it's amazing that even in the storms God is seen.
Uhlale eveza ukuthi yena uyena ophethe isihluthulelo sezinto zonke noma abantu bengathi bayaplana lokhu nalokhu ya kodwa ugcineni iqiniso lelonke nje kugcina uNkulunkulu.
And that God has the keys to all the doors, and whatever man can plan, God still shows that he is in control.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuba sibe nezwi lakhe okuyilona elisikhombisa indlela okumele ukuba sihambe ngayo.
And we thank the Lord that we have his word that shows us the way that we must walk.
Simbonge uNkulunkulu ngendodana yakhe asithumelela yona emhlabeni ukuba ngayo sisindiswe.
And thank God for sending his son to the earth that through him we might be saved.
Sibonga insindiso epheleleyo eyeza ngayo uJesu emhlabeni.
And we are thankful for the complete salvation that came through Jesus when he came to us on earth.
Simbonge futhi uNkulunkulu ngenkonzo esitholile ekseni, inkonzo kaKhisimuzi ngobaba umfundisi uStegen wakhona lapha emishini.
We are very thankful for the service we received this morning, the Christmas message from Reverend Stegen here at Kwasizabantu.
Impela besiyoba yini ngaphandle kaKhisimuzi, besiyoba yini ngaphandle kaJesu na?
What would we be like without Christmas, without our Lord Jesus?
Ukuzalwa kaJesu kwaqaqa izinto eziningi, inkinga eziningi, wafika impela njengomkhululi na njengomsindisi.
By Jesus coming to this earth, he broke open all those difficulties and answers we did not have and brought them to us.
Okumangalisayo ukuthi namanje usaqabula lawo magoda lawo maketanga aboshweyo ngomusa kaNkulunkulu yawaqabula ikhanya indlela eyaphambili namanje.
And the amazing thing is that even now those chains are broken so that there is light in the way that needs to be followed.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokusithumela ukukhanya kwakhe ukuba kufike ezweni kubonakale kubone noma ubani ukuthi shintshile izinto ngokufika komsindisi uJesu.
And we thank the Lord that by his coming light was brought and that people can see that through Jesus things have changed.
Ngakho kubalaleli sicela ukuthi siqondise ukuthize maqodana nosuku lwakusasa. Inkonzo izongena ngo-10 kusasa ekuseni. Cela uqondisa lokho.
And listeners, we would just like to clarify something, that tomorrow morning the service will be at 10 o'clock.
Izoba khona ekuseni ngo-10 iphinde futhi ibe khona malgamanga lesithupha ntambama njengamanje kuba njoba senza njengamanje.
The service will be at 10 in the morning and then again at 6:30 in the evening as we are now in the service.
Ngicela ke sithandazenike.
Shall we pray together?
Baba sezulweni siyabonga futhi ngalenhlanhla yokuhlangana ezweni lakho.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this privilege that we have to gather around your word.
Nkulunkulu wethu siza kuwe njengamaphupho sifuna lokho Nkosi okuwukudla esaziyo Nkosi ukuthi kuvela kuwena.
Our Lord, we come to you as small chicks that are wanting food that can only be given by you.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube kanye nathi ubusise lo mthandazo ubusise Nkosi izwi lakho.
And Lord, we pray that you would be with us and that you would bless this devotion and bless your word. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizoqhubeka nendaba yokuzalwa kwenkosi yethu Jesu nezinto ezenzakalayo ekuzalweni kwakhe uJesu.
We will continue with the birth of the Lord Jesus and the matters that happened surrounding that.
Sizovula encwadini ngokalokha sahluko sesibili. Siqala ukufunda endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu 25.
We'll read together out of the book of Luke, chapter 2, from verse 25.
Incwadi kaLuke sahluko sesibili ivesi lamashumi amabili nanhlanu. Fundeka khona kanjena. Bheka kwakukhona umuntu eJerusalema ogama lakhe linguSimeyoni. Lo muntu wayelungile emesaba uNkulunkulu, ebhekile induduzo kaIsrayeli, nomoya ongcwele wayephezu kwakhe.
Luke chapter 2 verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
Kwakubonakalisiwe kuye ngomoya ongcwele ukuthi akayikubona ukufa engakamboni uKristu wenkosi.
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Wafika ngomoya ethempelini. Kwathi kuba abazali baletha umntwana uJesu ethempelini ukuba benze kuye njengesiko lomthetho.
And he came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law,
wamamkela ngokumgona, wambonga uNkulunkulu wathi, Sale usumukisa ngokuthula inceku yakho somandla njengezwi lakho ngokuba amehlo amabonile insindiso yakho ilungisele ebusweni babantu bonke ukukhanya nokwambulela abezizwe nenkazimulo yesizwe sakho Israyeli.
He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
Uyise nonina bamangala ngalokho okukhulunywa ngaye. USimeon wababusisa wathi kuMaria unina, bheka lo umiselwe ukuwa nokuvuka kwabaningi kuIsrayeli.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon believed them, blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed.
Yebo inkembe yakudabula nowakho umphefumulo ukuba kwambulwe izizindlo zezinhliziyo eziningi.
And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Let's end reading there for now.
Kuningi okwakumbuliwe kwambulelo abantu ngokuhlukana kwabo ngendaba kaJesu.
There is much that was revealed to different people in different ways about the birth of Jesus.
Abaprofeta abaningi ababeprofeta ngokuza nokufika kwakhe uJesu. Sikhuluma njengabaprofeti abafana nomprofeti uIsaiah nabaningi ngokunjalo.
There were many prophets where it was revealed about the coming of Jesus, and we refer to the prophet Isaiah, for example.
Ilona lowo kukhona ayambulelwe khona ngokufika kwalomntwana onguJesu.
And many were revealed something about this coming of Jesus.
Abanye indaba bayambulelwa ngaphambi kokubazala ekuzalweni kwakhe ukuthi kuyohamba kanjani.
There were those who were revealed before his birth how it will happen.
Abanye kudlule ekuzalweni kwakhe kuze kufike ekufeni kwakhe ukuthi izinto ziyohamba kanjani.
And others from his birth through to his death how things will be.
Ngoba inhloso kaJesu ukufika kwakhe yayahlukile kunokufika nokuzalwa kwezinye izingane.
And the coming of Jesus was different to the coming of other children to this world.
Yena kwakhe ukufika nokuzalwa kwakuyinsindiso elethe insindiso epheleleyo kuwona wonke umuntu.
The reason for Jesus coming and birth was salvation for everyone.
Futhi kungakhethwe ibala lamuntu, kungakhethe isizwe esithizeni, kodwa yonke lento kungeyabantu bonke, kungeyakho, kungeyami futhi nami.
With no race being chosen or any nation, but this salvation being for you and being for me.
Ukusindiswa kwabantu babedinga ukusindiswa kulokho kwasekuhlule, kunganqobeki, kungafikwa ndawo nakho. Wathi uNkulunkulu ngizoliveza isu eseke abakhona amanye amasu angaphumelelanga.
The salvation of people was that where there was no solution for the people how to conquer and how to overcome, and Jesus said, I will give you the complete solution.
Ayekhona amathemba abantu ababewabeke kwentweni ethizeni becabanga ukuthi mabenza lokho kuzothi damu noma kuzophela, kodwa nokho iqhubeka indaba, iqhubeka ububi, sasixakile isono.
There were some things that happened where people put their hope into and said, if I do that, wickedness would stop. But it was not so. Wickedness continued.
Kunjengoba benza abantu nanamhlanje, bebeka amathemba abo ey'ntweni ey'ningi, bethembela lokhu, bezama lokhu, bekhokha imali eziningi, bekhokhela lezo zinto, kudlule kungenzeki lutho.
Even today, people put their hope in different things, and some even pay lots of money, thinking that they will have the solution, and yet they remain stuck in that which they are in.
Noma betshelwa ukuthi nakho kuyikhona khona, awudingi khokha imali, awudingi hlupheka, nikela inhliziyo nje kuzolunga. Hayi, omunye angakuzwa, afuna ukukhipha isenti lokugcina, nalolo senti lokugcina alikhiphayo kudlule kufane kube inhlanga emuka nomoya.
Even though people are told this salvation is free, all that you need to do is surrender your heart to the Lord. They say, no, I will give out my last cent. And having done that, you still sit with the same problem.
Eboleke engazi nokuthi uyokukhokha kanjani, ngoba nje kholelwe ekuthenini lokho akuzwile maye kwenza kuzolunga kudlule kungalungi lutho.
And maybe you even have a family member who has done that, who has given out their last cent. And not even that, they've even gone to borrow more money because they've been told if they give money for this, that they will be helped, and yet they are still with the same problem.
Kodwa kuyisipho sawonke umuntu ukuba sithole tholakala mahala busende umuntu engasithola uzofuthanda ukusithatha na noma nawe usathembele kulezo yithixo zakho noma usathembele kulezo zinto zakho engakusiziyo kuphela uyashona uyashona uyashona.
And here is this gift that we have heard of today. This gift which is free, and all we need to do is accept it. And yet, you just want to cling on to the things that you think are relevant. And there you are, going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Kulendaba esifunde ngayo sithola umuntu lapho ogama lakhe, uSimeoni, owayehamba noNkulunkulu, owambulelwa izinto uNkulunkulu ngomoya ongcwele.
And here we have read about a man called Simeon, a man who walked with God and who was close to God's holiness.
Wisimanga ukuthi phakathi kwezinto eziphithanayo, phakathi kokudideka, phakathi kokungaboni, utholakale kukhona abantu abamesabayo uNkulunkulu nabamlalelayo uNkulunkulu khona konke akukhulumayo.
The amazing thing is that in among all the confusion, you find people who know God and who can hear God speak to them.
Asikuphika ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu abaningi mabedideka badideka bonke balandela amanga balandela izinto ezingekho bakholwe izona kunoma bakholwe iqiniso.
Let's not deceive ourselves. There are those people among the confusion, and they will go and they will follow lies because that is what they want, but they do not realize that they can follow the truth. Instead of following a man of God who has given them the truth to follow, and yet they rather want to believe the lies and the fairy tales.
USimeon watholakala ehamba noNkulunkulu. Simeon watholakala umoya ongcwele ekwazi ukukhuluma kuye.
Simeon walked with God, and the Holy Spirit was able to speak to him.
Kumnandi ukuthola abantu ababehamba noNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ekwazi ukukhuluma kubo.
It is lovely to find people who know God and God was able to speak to them.
Do
you remember the story of Job? In the land of Uz, there was no man who was as righteous and obedient to God as he was.
Wayebalekela ukube emesaba uNkulunkulu ngaleso zathu uNkulunkulu wayekhuluma kuye.
And we know him as a man who fled from evil and followed God, and God was able to speak to him.
Ngaleyo ndlela nalendoda uSimeon ukhona naye ekuthenjisiwe uNkulunkulu akayikubona ukufa engambonanga uKristu weNkosi.
And even Simeon here had been promised that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
It
was in his heart. He had this hope. He would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Kodwa wayengazi ukuthi uzombona kanjani.
He had no idea how he would see him.
Wayengazi ukuthi lesi sethembiso siyogcwaliseka kanjani.
and how this promise would be fulfilled?
Kodwa lalikhona ithemba ukuthi ngaphambi kokubabona ukufa kukhona uNkulunkulu amkhombisile khona awunakufa wena ungakahlangani nalo noKristu wenkosi.
And he had this hope in his heart because it had been revealed to him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
Kusho ukuthi ekuhlaleni kwakhe ekulindeni kwakhe esikhathini sokuphila yayilokhu inhliziyo imtshela khona uNkulunkulu angithembise khona ukhona uNkulunkulu angikhombise khona noma engazi ukuthi kuyofezeka kanjani.
And as he walked in his life, as he waited upon this, he knew in his heart that the Lord had given him this promise, but he did not know how it would be fulfilled.
Izinto zikaNkulunkulu azinakhlala la ngcole khona, azinakhlala futhi kubantu abanhliziyo yabo ingcolile.
The things of God will not remain there where it is dirty or in a heart that is evil.
Izinto ezingcwele zikaNkulunkulu ziyohlala kubantwana bakhe abangcwele abahamba naye abamethembayo ngekhathi zonke.
The holy things of God will be in the heart that is pure at all times.
uNkulunkulu ukambula ukuthi leyo nto iyokwenzeka kanjani ngandlelane ngokubona kwakhe.
God will reveal to them how it will happen and at what time and how they see it.
Jesu sezelwe sekube khona ukuthokoza ezweni kwaba khona ukuthokoza ezulwini lacula ikhwaya lasezulwini lithakasela lo mntwana uJesu ozelwe ufikile.
Jesus was born and there was praise and singing on earth. In heaven, and even the heavenly choir had sung and praised God.
Kuthiwa ngokwesiko labo kwakumele ukuthi emva kwesikhathi esithile bamthatha umntwana bamise ethempelini.
And as it was the custom, after a certain time, the child had to be taken to the temple.
Kwakuyinqubo yabo, kwakuyindlela yabo. Siyezwa lapha kuthiwa emva kwamasonto ayisithupha wathathwa umntwana usiwa ethempelini.
According to the custom of the law, we read here that after 6 weeks, the child was taken to the temple.
Mayefika lapha ethempelini, nangu uSimeon, uyayamukela lengane, uyayamukela lengane ngokuyigona.
And the child comes to the temple, and here Simeon takes the child into his arms.
Kube sengathi ngalesi sikhathi uSimeon ethatha lengane eyigona kwakhona okwenzakalayo kuyena.
It was as if when he took this child in his arms, something happened within him.
Noma kanjani lapho emthatha lo mntwana onguJesu embeke esifubeni sakhe kwakhona izinto ezenzakalayo kuye. Ngicabanga ukuthi nakuye umntwana imbala.
When he took that child and put his head on his chest, something happened to him, and I believe something happened to the child himself.
Ngicabanga ngesikhathi engakazalwa uJesu lapho umama wakhe uMaria ehlangana noElizabeth bebingelelana bobabili bethwele lezingane seseyiswini kubona ngokubingelelana kwabo kwakhona okwenzakalayo.
And I'm reminded of the time when Mary went to visit Elizabeth and that they both were with child, and yet something happened within the womb.
Kwakhona okwenzakalayo kubona zagquma lezingane eyiswini zomama bazo.
Something happened within the womb. These children, these babies jumped.
Asaz ukuthi enye izwani kwenye kodwa khona leso simanga senzakalayo.
We don't know what happened to the one and the other, but this miracle did happen.
Kukhona kwenzakalayo ukubona kuhlangana. Hlangana imoya efanayo, hlangana imoya ezwanayo lana. OkaNkulunkulu kuhlangana noKaNkulunkulu.
the spirit, the two spirits met, that which is of God meets together.
USimeon lapho ehlangana nalomntwana emgona wezwa ukuthi ngiphethe olunye uhlobo lwengane lana akufani nezingane mhlamba sakayiphatha ngaphambili.
When Simeon took hold of this child, he realized that there was something different to holding this child to holding other children.
Kwenzeka isimanga wezwa kwakufika isinqumo kuye.
And this miracle happened within him. All he could say was, Lord, I am satisfied. I can now go home. That which I had been waiting for has been accomplished. That which I had been promised has happened to me. Lord, that which you made me wait for has been accomplished. Oh Lord, was I waiting for this child who is so different? Had I been waiting for this salvation that is for all people? And he was satisfied within him and knew that he could now die. He was old already, and he was satisfied. The things of the earth did not satisfy him anymore. It had been accomplished, and he could move on.
Ngithintwa ukuhlangana kwakhe uSimeon nalomntwana akwazi ukuthi uhlangane noJesu kungenzeki lutho empilweni yakho.
I am touched by this, where Simeon met up with Jesus. You cannot meet up with Jesus and nothing happens within you. Where Jesus has touched, it is evident for all to see and hear.
The
amazing thing is this salvation comes with a great light within the person. When this salvation comes, things change. The way of life changes. When a person's walk was not of God, God changes it, and you now have a desire to walk as God wants you to walk. You cannot be as before when Jesus meets with you. Things change. If you were a person of violence, when God enters into your life, you become a man of peace. When you meet up with Jesus, who has been anointed, things change in your life. Israel was waiting for their Messiah. They were looking out for him in their way of politics. They looked at the way that they were ruled by other kings from other nations. And they were waiting for this Messiah to come and save them and to rule them in the way they saw.
They were
waiting for their Messiah to come and rule over them, maybe like King David did. that they would not be ruled by other nations in their ways.
Babemlindele ngendlela yabo, bemlindele ngobuzwe babo, kanti yena akezanga ngaleyo ndlela, akasiyo amaJuda kuphela, wabantu bonke, umhlaba wonke.
They expected him to come in a certain way for their nation, and yet Jesus came to give salvation to all nations and all people.
Ngamanye amazwi lensindiso iphelele eyawo wonke umuntu eyakho nawe musu kuyichilizela komunye iqondene nawe nje impela nawe.
In other words, this salvation is for all people, and you don't take the salvation and throw it on another. It is for you.
Wena ungumJuda musukusho ukuthi haye yami kuphele yesizwe sakithi abaJuda cha engeyethu nathi ngeyakho nawe akekho khishelwe ngaphandle kulokho.
And you who are a Jew, don't say it is only for us. It is for all nations. Don't be thrown out.
Sonke sibizela ukulensindiso sibizela ukuba sizosinda ezonweni zethu.
We have all been called to this salvation to be set free from our sins.
Ingane igama lakhe lithiwa uJesu ngokuba uyena uzosindisa bonke abantu ezonweni zabo.
His name is Jesus, and he will be there to save all people from their sins.
Insindiso kaJesu epheleleyo ukusindisa kungasali muntu, wonke umuntu ubalelwe kulomusa kaNkulunkulu.
A salvation that is complete. And all people have been called to this salvation of God. This Christmas that we have been gifted, it does not choose race, it does not choose nation, it is yours and it is mine. Do not say it is not for me. Don't cast yourself out. Grab hold of it and you will also be saved.
Simeon wabona ukuthi kwanele manje sengahamba sengikutholile ebengikulindele nengangikuthenjisiwe.
And Simeon said, I can depart in peace. My eyes have seen that salvation that I've been waiting for. Have your eyes met up with this salvation that is Jesus? You there at home, have you met up with this salvation? Have things changed in your life? And if it has not happened, with who does the fault lie?
Uma lensindiso ephelele ingafinyelelanga kuwena, ubani osephutheni, ubani ovimbile ukuba uyizozwe ithole njengokuba injalo.
If this salvation has not been completed in your life, who is to blame? Why has it not happened in your life?
UJesu mangabe sindisa usisindisa ngokupheleleyo, wenza umsebenzi ophelele enhlizweni yomuntu.
When Jesus saves us, he saves us to the utmost. That work is completed in you.
Nalokho kuthiwa kunzima ngokobuntu akunakwenzeka, kodwa kuyena ngomusa wakhe kwenzeka.
That which the world and man says is impossible, with God it is possible.
Nalokho sekuhlule, kodwa kuyena akuzange kwamehlula, kudinga nje wena ukuthi unikele inhliziyo yakho kuyena.
And that which has failed in your life will not fail with God. All you need to do is give your life to him.
Uma uzinikele ngeqiniso uzokuthola lokukhululeka okusenhlizweni. Ma umuntu esekhululekile kuyabonakala ukuthi ukhululekile ngokweqiniso impela.
If you give your life completely to the Lord, it will be evident for all that this person has been saved completely.
UJesu akayenzi umsebenzi oyingxenyana nje, kodwa uyaphelelisa ukusindisa kwakhe umuntu asinde ngokupheleleyo.
Jesus does not only do part work, he does a complete work. It changes your life and you have true salvation.
Omunye uyatikatika, omunye uyashikashika, kungani mina ngayitholi ngayizuzi lempilo epheleleyo? Hayi, khona indaba kuwena, awunikele ngenhliziyo yakho ngokupheleleyo.
You have a tussle within you. You do not see. Why have I not received this total salvation? The matter lies with you.
Akshuleke yena uNkulunkulu, akshuleke lona ivangeli lakhe ngendodana uJesu Kristu, uwe onganikele impilo yakho kuyena ngokupheleleyo.
Jesus has not failed. The gospel of God has not failed. It's because you have not given your life over to the Lord.
Ukhona izono osabambelele kuzona osahlezi kuzona, uzoyizwa kanjani le nsindiso epheleleyo ubambelele kokubi na?
You still have sins that you are clinging on to. If you have not totally surrendered, why are you still holding on to those?
Uma ubambelele mangeni nobaba wakho kungusathane uyise wamanga, uzothola kanjani ukukhululeka ungadedelanga lezi zinto eziqhamuka kubaba wakho usathane, umshiye kanye nento zakhe, uthole lokho ukuphila okuphakade esikuthola kuyena uJesu.
If you still hold on to your lies, your father, who is the father of lies, Satan, he has still got control over you. You need to give everything over to the Lord. If I jump because of time, I am reminded of Joseph, the father, the one who was married to Mary.
Indoda ongayithulela isiqhoko ngobuqotho bayo.
A man who you can take your hat off because of his righteousness.
Indoda eyaba eyathola eyazuza engicabanga ukuthi azange icabange empilweni yayo ukuthi khona nje umuntu angayithola.
This man who received something who I don't believe that anyone would ever think they could receive in their life.
Ukuba yena bizwe ngokuthi unguyise wenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
That he can be called the father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nanokuthi wahlonipha ubukhona balo mntwana eseseswini sikama wakhe uMaria. Wahlonipha lo mntwana, wahlonipha noma wakhe kuleso simo ngaleso sikhathi.
That he was able to respect this Jesus that was within Mary and was able to respect the mother of Jesus.
Wenza konke njengobaba angakwenza indodaneni yakhe yonke leminyaka ethembekile azi kahle ukuthi lengane akusiyona ingane yakhe.
And doing all that which a father does to their child all this time, knowing full well that this is actually not my child.
Futhi eqonda kahle wayefuna ukumlahla ngasese kwaze kwafika ingelosi yamkhuza Joseph ungamlahli ngoba lokho akukhulelwe kungenxa yomoya ongcwele.
And there where Joseph in quietness wanted to get rid or put Mary aside, an angel came and spoke to him and said, "No, do not do that."
Kodwa uJoseph awahlonipha, wayiphatha kahle, wahlonipha umntwana, nasekuzalweni kwakhe, nasekukhuleni kwakhe, waba ubaba, wenza konke, nakuba kwakwaziyo ukuthi kwabantu abampofu.
And Joseph respected Mary and even raised Jesus as his own son, and they were also known as poor people.
Kodwa nokho empofini babo bakwenza okwakumele bakwenze. Bayamthatha umntwana bamise ethempelini njengokwendlela yakhona benza zonke izinto ezidingakalayo.
And even though they were poor, they did take their child to the temple and followed the customs that had to be followed.
Buka wena ongumzali uma wena ohlangana naleso simo wawuzokwenza njani? Kodwa le ndoda eqotho yathula, yathula nemfihlakalo likaNkulunkulu. Ayihambanga ikhuluma inyenyeza kwabanye abantu, yayiqonda ukuthi okaNkulunkulu okuyizimfihlakalo zakhe ziyohlala zizimfihlakalo kaNkulunkulu.
You parent, how would you have acted? But Joseph, being an upright man, followed the things which Jesus had told him to do, and he also kept that in his heart and kept a secret which had to be kept a secret.
Udumo kuJoseph kubabizwe nguyise kaJesu.
Glory to Joseph that he could be called the father of Jesus.
Udumo kuJoseph kubabizwe ngoyise walengane yemanga yengane lena engeyaphezulu ezulwini.
Glory to Joseph, who was the father of this child that did miracles for heaven. And Jesus was different to his other siblings, those who were Joseph's children. This child had something different. He was different to the other children. Even the time came where he got lost, and he went there to the temple with the old people, and he was able to speak the things of heaven.
And
it is amazing, if someone meets up with the Lord Jesus, things change. Everything is light. People see that there is no shadow within this person. Has God's light come and been fulfilled in your life? Has Jesus' light lightened up all the corners in your heart?
Has
Jesus' light affected your life so that people can see this person is different? He walks with Jesus. To the one who walks with Jesus, where Jesus' light is in their life, it is evident for all to see. And that is why Simeon said, I can now depart in peace because my eyes have seen this salvation. What else am I remaining on earth for? And that is why the Apostle Paul says that you are a new creation. Everything that is old is passed away. You are now walking with God. When Jesus enters into your life, everything changes. The old is gone. Your attitude changes. The way that you do things and see things, they are all changed. There is something that we must take note of, children of God. The attitude of a person. The person says, I love the Lord, I live for the Lord, but the attitude is not right. People can see, but there is no light
here.
Maybe they are not evil words or harsh words spoken, but just the attitude and the way that you come across, you leave the person hurt.
Attitude obaziwa ngokubi, obaziwa ngokumuntu ongangeneki, basondela abantu kukhona okubadonsayo ngenxa yokukhanya kaJesu okufinyelela enhlizweni.
And the amazing thing is when Jesus enters, the attitude of a person changes. Someone who you could never come to, now you find everyone going to that person because they get life out of that person.
Ayangihlula wena olangazelela izwe, olangazelela izinto zalomhlaba, olangazelela ukubuka uphonograph, zonke lezi zinto ezimbi, ayikhona akafinyelela ukukhanya kaJesu enhlizweni.
You who still desire the world, who desire pornography, I do not understand how you can still desire the things of this world.
Ngoba kuyiqiniso ukuthi mayeshintsha uJesu esiguqula, kubona noma ubani ukuthi hayi ngangimazi wayehlusha ukukhuluma amanga, ngangimazi wayehlusha ukukhuluma into eziningi, kodwa sekwaphela lokho.
It is true that when the Lord enters your heart, things change. People knew you as a person who would tell lies, who would always want to do things his own way, but things change.
Ngangimazi usibanibani umuntu onamagqubu ayidlula into enhlizweni, kodwa selokhu ahlangana nokukhanya, ahlangana nensindiso epheleleyo etholakala kuJesu, zishintshile izinto empilweni yakhe.
You have known this person always as being one who has a grudge, but the Lord has entered and things have changed.
Uye lo Jesu osindisayo, uye lo Jesu osipha ukuphila okupheleleyo, ukuphila kwaphakade, sihlangene nenkosi uJesu, inkosi yamakhosi.
It is this Jesus who changes our lives. This Jesus who changes and brings salvation to everyone.
Mvumele nawe angene, vumela lo Christmas ungene enhlizweni, lesi sipho singene, lokhu khanya kungene, ishintshe impilo. Ukuthi ungakanani akusho lutho, ukuthi umncane, umdala, uyindoda ngowesifazane, akunandaba uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ufuna kuphela isidalo esisha.
Allow this gift, allow this Christmas, allow this light to enter into your life. Whether you are a man or a woman or a child, to God it is irrelevant who you are. Allow this salvation to come into your heart.
Uma kufikile lokhu kukhanya enhlizweni, zishintshile izinto, kuyobonakala, kuyoba khona nomahluko esigodini ohlala kusona.
Allow this light to enter into your heart and change that even the whole neighborhood, the people that live around you, they can see the change in you.
Kuthiwa uJosefa noMaria bamangala ngokukhulunywa uSimeoni ekhuluma izinto aseyikhuluma ezizwa lapho ehlangene nalomntwana emgonile, ehluleke ukuyibamba, ephimisele izinto ezishisayo eziqhamuka enhlizweni yakhe.
Joseph and Mary were amazed to hear the words that came out of Simeon's mouth. Once he took hold of this child, this which came out of his mouth and out of his heart.
Kuthiwa lomntwana ukufika kwakhe uyodabula emphefumulweni yabantu, ahlukaniswe okubi nokuhle, adabule nasemphefumulweni wami nowakho futhi.
It is said when this child enters, your soul will be divided between the good and the evil.
Kusho ukuthi komubi kuyoba kubi, kodwa kolungileyo kuyolunga izinto, ngoba uzohlukanisa, akathathi yonke uJesu into, ufuna noma bekukhona la kuyinhlakanhlaka kuhlangene khona, ahlukanise kahle. Ohamba noJesu ubonakala kanje, ongumntwana kaNkulunkulu uba nje, ongesiyena uhamba kanje futhi uphila kanje.
To the evil, it will remain evil, but to the one where the light shines, that light will show you that this is wrong and that you are able to make that discernment and that you can continue in the light.
Umsebenzi kaJesu kulabo abafuna ukuphila wabonakala, kwacaca ukuthi abahamba naye, behamba naye, bekuye, impilo zabo zinjani, wasebenza lahamba ivangeli ngabapostoli uJesu.
To the hearts where Jesus was able to work, where that light entered, those people continued with that message, with that light, and the apostles, they spread the word of God.
And
Joseph and Mary continued to hear amazing stories. Now it was from Simeon, before it was from the shepherds, and they realized how great this matter was of Jesus. The truth of it is that when Jesus works in your heart, it changes you, and that you are not as of the world anymore. If your heart has not changed, if your ways have not changed, tonight you need to come and plead with God and understand why things are they are, because you are on your way to hell.
Abonile insindiso yakho ilungisele ebusweni babantu bonke ukukhanya nokwambulela abezizwe.
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people. Have your eyes seen this complete salvation, which is Jesus? There are those that will not enter into heaven because their eyes look at things they should not look at. Eyes that have met up with this salvation, they are changed. They do not look at that which is not of God anymore. Your ways are straight because you have light in your life. You want the things that are of God. And Simeon blessed the child and blessed the parents, and everything that was spoken about him came to fulfillment.
Uma inkembe sidabule nasemphefumulweni wakho kuyokwambuleka nezinye izinto nalezi imidlinzi emibi.
When that sword will pierce through your own soul, and those motives, that evil motives within you, will come to light. When that light comes, those thoughts, that which is hidden within your heart, will be revealed. Allow this light to work in your heart. Allow God's Holy Spirit to work within your life if you are a child of God. And it is true, one of the greatest sin is that we do not obey God when He speaks to us. When God speaks to you and says, do this now, you say, no, I will do it in my time. And then you find yourself that you do not know God. God does not speak to you, but it's because you do things your own way.
Abanye bayamthatha uNkulunkulu bamehlisele levelini labo bacabanga ukuthi yokwenza izinto ngokwentando yabo nangokwesikhathi sabo kanti kanjalo.
There are those that take God and bring him down to their level and say, God, do it like this and like this, but it will not be so. He is God. We cannot be the same as he is.
Asilutho esandleni sakhe. Engenza noma yini ngesikhashaka nesincane, siphelile indaba ngathi, singayiqhenya ngakuphi, singayiqhaja ngakuphi.
We are nothing in his hand. He can do things in a blink of an eye as he wants to. How can we stop him?
Mele sazi ukuthi okukhulunywe uNkulunkulu funeka kufezwe uNkulunkulu gcwaliseke okuyintando yakhe empilweni yethu.
We need to know that that which was spoken by God will be fulfilled by God in our lives.
Yiba nesiqiniseko sokuthi uhamba naye inkosi iyakhuluma kuwe ngoba nakho uyalalela ekhulumayo.
Have this assurance that you walk with your king because what he says to you, you do.
Khona abantu abaningi abanale nkinga balahlekelwe abazi ukuthi balahlekelene kuphi noNkulunkulu. Hamba ibanga angisamuzwa angisakuzwa ukuthula enhlizweni angazi ukuthi kungilahlekele kuphi nini kanjani.
There are those who have this problem, who say, I have been going with God for a while, but now I do not hear him anymore. I do not know where I have lost him.
Noma sengifundiswa likaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu akakhulumi nami, ngizwa ngifile nje, kwenze njani? Ayikhona khona la umshiye khona uNkulunkulu, khona la uyilahle khona indlela.
You read God's word, and it does not do anything to you. There's no life. There is the place where you have lost God.
Uma mehlakhe hlangene nalensindiso noma kanjani khona umehluko ozowuzwa enhlizweni yakho.
When your eyes have met up with this salvation, there in truth something will happen in your life.
Uma mehlakhe hlangene nokukhanya kaNkulunkulu khona ozokuzwa enhlizweni yakho.
If your eyes have met up with the light of God, something will happen in your life.
We are menywa nawe ukuthi sukuma la ukhona ngokomoya mawuza ukuthi izinto ayihambi ngendlela kukhona la nilahlekele nekhona noNkulunkulu yenza ukubuyisana okupheleleyo noNkulunkulu.
You are invited that if that light is not in your life anymore, that you come and you get restitution with God.
Why wahamba uSimeyoni enokujabula sekufezekile lifezekile iphupho likaNkulunkulu ayebenginikeze lona sekwenzekile senganalisiwe sengafa sengahamba ngekhaya manje.
Simeon knew that everything had happened in his life. He was satisfied. God's light had come and he was able to go home.
Kwangathi bengaba njalo nakuwe enhlizweni yakho nasempilweni yakho.
May it be so in your life as well. Shall we pray? Lord, may we have that heart of Simeon. A righteous heart, an upright man.
Kube khona lapho athu umuntu awu noma inkosi singangithatha ngoba senginoJesu sokulungile.
There where he came to the point where he said, Lord, you can take me because Jesus has been completed in my life. Lord, we have been blessed by this service. To the one who does not see, Lord, will never see again. You love us, our Lord. At a time like this, Lord, that we are able to hear a service as this. A service which is so clear. And even a small child that does not understand and through this service can understand.
Amen.
Amen.